Welcome back. Shambling, mindless, flesh-eating monsters threatening to devour each other alive. But enough about Congress. No, I'm talking about the Pentagon's newly revealed plan for the zombie apocalypse. I repeat, the Pentagon has a zombie plan. Now, they get that it's silly. It opens with a disclaimer saying, while it's not a joke, it was for training purposes. But still, zombie plan. 31 pages of it, to be exact, written in military speak, listing 8 different types of zombies to combat. From pathogenic zombies, like the ones on The Walking Dead, to evil magic zombies, I don't even know what those are, to space zombies, and even vegetarian zombies. You know, like in Plants versus Zombies. Still, the Pentagon has a zombie plan. NBC's Jim Mikleshevsky joins us from the Pentagon, which looks not under attack by zombies. Jim, is everything all right over there?
You know, everything is fine here. Pentagon security is absolutely impenetrable. And as a matter of fact, it would be impossible for zombies to actually... Wait a minute.
Jim, something's... keep your brain safe.
Oh, wow. I don't know what the deal there was, Ronan, but it's called Complan 888811. It's called Control Zombie Dominance and Survival Plan. Crisis Action Plan to eradicate the zombie threat and protect humankind. This plan was actually drawn up by the military strategic command, and it runs through several zombie scenarios that could threaten the political and economic stability in the United States. And as you said, it lists various types of zombies, including veggie zombies, space zombies, and you know, and it ominously warns, and this is the most ominous part. The zombies, and this is a quote, zombies are undead, so they feel no pain or fear of death, rendering riot control measures totally ineffective.
They really thought about this.
Yeah. And what this is actually, it's an actual training plan, and they use the zombie scenario to spice it up a little bit.
It's a classic.
And make it so ridiculous that nobody could believe it's real. But if you read through it step by step by step, it is an actual training plan in how to respond to various threats and scenarios that could pose a threat to the United States, Ronan.
And Jim, this document was drawn up under Bob Gates' leadership. Is Secretary Hagel doing enough on zombie preparedness?
Well, we haven't heard of him speak of it yet, but I can guarantee you the next time he appears at the podium, we'll ask him. But there is one thing that makes it clear that this is not real, because this plan doesn't in any way consider the strategic and tactical implications regarding the differences between American and British zombies.
A very important distinction. We'll hope to see more progress on that.
And what is that difference?
The accent.
British zombies can run.
That's true. 28 days later. Classic.
I gotta go.
Watch out for your brains. Jim Mikleshevsky at the Pentagon. We hope not the late Jim Mikleshevsky. All right.